832-2300. Get the most cash for your old junk or vehicle and have it taken away for free. Huber's Auto Parts in Faribault, 507-332-2300.
Good morning. Let's take a look at weather.
And we are going to get to KYMN's weather specialist, Bob Matheson, in just a moment or so. But we've got quite a bit of business to take care of. We have in our studio to talk about Earth Day, Mary Jo Cristoforo and Seth Peabody. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Good morning.
Now, Earth Day was actually earlier this week. Was it Monday or Tuesday?
It's true.
Yeah. Yep. But we have the celebration for Earth Day in Northfield coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, we tend to have it a week after the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the weekend after the day.
Now, did you what did you do on Earth Day?
What
anything
did I
in particular? Yeah.
I worked. No, I got out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably feeding some kind of an animal.
All right. What do we talk about?
What did you
about?
Do, Seth?
Similar. I worked. So maybe I biked to work. That could be my claim.
Well, the Earth still will be here on Saturday, which is good. Let's go back and get a little history on Earth Day. What are we at, like 51, 52 years now? It goes back to the early 70s, if memory serves.
It's true. We the first Earth Day actually happened up at Carlton, the celebration here in Northfield, and they did a really great job. There's actually a spot. I was looking at the ARB map where they celebrated that up at, and it's called the Earth Day Hill or something like that up at ARB. Do you know anything about that? Seth, you work at Carlton.
I do, but I don't know. I've been there a few years. I don't know about that. I know I was at Northwestern University as an undergrad, and they talked about the original Earth Day starting there. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it was sort of a network. I don't know the details, but it seems like the kind of thing that would start from colleges across the country and kind of branch out.
And that's how kind of I remember the story as well. And that has, as they say, has gotten legs through the years. It started off as something small, and I think Northfield jumped on board not too long after that with some recognition anyway of Earth Day, but now the modern Earth Day as we have it now, I think that's been going on for...
This is our 15th year.
Right.
We call it the perennial celebration.
All right. And let's talk about it. It's coming up Saturday, and much of it's going to be downtown, I from what I understand.
That's true.
Tell us about it.
We are going to be at Armory Square this year. We're super excited to be back there. We celebrated the first year, the 15 years ago there at Armory. This year we're going to be closing the street from 5th to 6th. We'll have a lot of market fair vendors out there in the afternoon. Inside there'll be exhibitors, and then all morning we'll have different workshops. So we can get into some of that here.
Yeah, why don't we? Seth, let's talk about your involvement with Earth Day and the celebration. You've been on the a part of it for a few years now.
Yeah, and I got connected through various contacts, I guess, people at St. Olaf and Carlton who I knew but through work, but who are also involved in environmental stuff in town, and I was connected with them on that. And so over the past few years, it's sort of moved from more kind of abstract academic discussions to just helping out with the Earth Day process and kind of goes on throughout the year to get it ready for this weekend.
Yeah, how long have you been working on this?
So several months, I would say. Yeah, the team, I like to call them Team Lorax. We've been weekly meeting for months and months. So,
I love the Dr. Seuss reference there, Team Lorax. Once again, Mary Jo Cristoforo and Seth Peabody are with us. We're talking Earth Day celebrations here in Northfield. The celebration, the recognition, and everything else is taking place on Saturday. You mentioned that. What are some of the things that will be going on?
Well, the kickoff actually is Friday night. We're having a contra dance up at the Armory. And so everybody's welcome. It's a free dance. You don't have to know how to dance. We have a caller that's going to be leading us through the way. So that'll be super fun. And that is from 7 to 10 at Armory.
All right.
Armory Square.
Are tickets available in advance? Do you get them there or do you just come in?
Just show up.
Just show up and dance.
Yeah.
Or show up and watch
people
dance.
Jeff? That's right. You could do that.
I can watch people dance. I'm pretty good at that.
It's great. Yeah. So that's going to kick us off. And then on Saturday morning, we'll have a lot of different kinds of workshops that if folks want to sit and maybe learn something, or if they want to, you know, have hands-on activities and do something. We've got all kinds of things from a water conservation workshop. We've got what individuals can do to slow climate change down by the Citizens Climate Lobby. Again, Cannon River Partners are doing water conservation. We've got, they're also doing a ditty on stormwater, and then how to create a bee lawn. So Eric Osweifel and a student are going to be doing that.
A bee lawn?
Yeah, exactly.
I take that as B-E-E?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, like a pollinator bee. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. And then that morning, too, if you want to make a pollinator box, we're making pollinator boxes, we're making birdhouses. We've got people are learning how to sew. We've got a bunch of sewing machines out, going to make some boomerang bags. Yeah, so it's just, and then again, we make a free food, help yourself garden bed every year. Mm-hmm. We have those garden beds on the boulevard. So those are some of the workshops and some of the activities going on in the morning. You can check all those out. The descriptions are all on our website at northfieldearthday.com.
Boy, that's easy enough. Northfieldearthday.com. All right, sounds like you've got a busy day now. How long will this be going on? You mentioned the morning hours. Does it continue on through the afternoon?
Right, so that's 9 to 11. And then, Seth, you want to take the afternoon away?
Yeah, sure. It sort of shifts from the kind of educational, active, hands-on workshop things going on in the morning. And again, all of that is on northfieldearthday.com. There are a few that you have to register for that have limited capacity, so just take a look and make sure you get there early if you want one of those. But then it shifts a bit to sort of an exhibitor and market event in the afternoon that runs from 12 to 4 o'clock. And so there are exhibitors from a whole bunch of different organizations around that will just kind of be sharing what they do for sustainability, what people can get involved with. It ranges from the Northfield Master Recyclers, who have a lot of information on how to help kind of convert Northfield to a zero waste town and how to build composting in. There's a lot of work going on to get that at a city level. So kind of, and also things like the Citizens Climate Lobby, who's also thinking about like what can individuals do to kind of push for more systemic change. But then also a lot of organizations just helping to think about what can I do as an individual right now, like with water, what's my water footprint? What can I do maybe to, in terms of my food consumption, in terms of my electricity use or the appliances I have at home? So there's a whole range of exhibitors. And then there's also vendors. That's, I think, just a really fun kind of market going on with sustainable foods, with crafts, arts, soaps, garden stuff. It's kind of a fun place just to walk around and see what's there.
Yeah, it sounds very all-encompassing. You know, if you want to do the right thing, you got to find out, first of all, how to do the right thing. And it sounds like you got that covered. And then just for as far as entertainment and conversation and general knowledge, sounds like a good day.
Yeah, and it wraps up then in the afternoon. So it sort of scales up from individual workshops to the exhibitors. And then the afternoon, we have three keynote speakers. So Mayor Pownell is going to talk about what the city is doing and kind of kick things off. And then Ben Mardig, the city administrator, is going to get into more details about what Northfield's doing. There's been a whole lot of effort, especially on the energy front, to push sustainability. But then thinking about what can we do, of course, we can elect local politicians and push for that. But then individually, we have Pete Wyckoff from the state who's going to talk about what federal funding through the
Inflation Reduction Act.
The Inflation Reduction Act has a lot of incentives for individuals to do things like electrification, kind of building more sustainability in at the individual home residential level or for cars, things like that. So it's kind of the whole scope of what any person can do from kind of political change to individual choices.
All right.
Yeah, and if I could add just that Straits Heating and Cooling will be an exhibitor. So when you learn about the IRA and the incentives that are there to buy a heat pump, there'll be folks exhibiting to help you do that.
Yeah, sounds good. Boy, something really for everyone. And how does it all wrap up? Is it wrap up just at 4 o'clock? Or?
Well, no, we'll start. The speakers will start at 4:30, actually.
Okay.
We're tearing down the exhibitors from 4 to 4:30. So we've got a half an hour there. And then speakers start from 4:30 to about 5:35, I think we'll go. We'll wrap up. Every year we pass an earth flag to honor a community member that's really been involved with working hard to bring sustainability forward. And so that person gets that flag for a year, and then we pass it on to the next. And so that's how we wrap up, is by passing the earth flag.
All right.
Yeah.
A good way to do it.
Yeah.
Has that person been named yet? Or?
Well, I know who they are. Maybe a couple of us. I don't think you know, Seth. No.
We're going to keep it a secret
we
then?
We do.
Okay.
It's true.
All right. Understood. Well, once again, best of success to you. Thank you so much for coming in. Do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just would like to thank our sponsors. Our sponsors, our top sponsor is Novel Energy Solutions. We're so grateful to them for being such a support through many, many years. We've got our gold sponsors, the City of Northfield, Armory Square, who's helped us out with the cost of the building and been so supportive. Northfield Rotary Club, which has been great. Carleton College Sustainability Office and Center for Community and Civic Engagement. The Co-op has helped. Curbside Compost, Regenerative Ag Alliance, Citizens Climate Lobby. Clean River Partners have been so amazing throughout the years. They help us with our website and give to us financially as well. Deaf Friendly Biz, the League of Women Voters of Northfield and Cannon Valley, Sharing Our Roots, Tanzenwald, M&L, and Keepsake.
Wow.
So we've got a great group of folks that have supported us this year and through many years. So we're so, so grateful to all of them.
Those sponsors make the whole thing happen.
Yeah, they really do. We couldn't do it without them. So
thank
you.
Our local business community here really steps up, and I hope people understand that.
Yeah, they really do.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. We
appreciate
it.
Thanks, Jeff. We so appreciate you having us.
We'll see you on Friday, maybe Saturday for sure.
Thanks, Jeff.
That was from Northfield's Earth Day. That was Mary Jo Cristoforo and Seth Peabody. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. Cece Lindstroth with Age-Friendly Northfield is coming up in just a moment or so. But next, it's Bob with a forecast